After a week of much-needed rest, the Broncos are back at work getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, one thing we saw in the wild card weekend was experienced quarterbacks getting wins. How much does the game change once the playoffs come?
Well, it's a step up, and the intensity changes, and especially when you get in the playoffs, you're usually playing a very good football team. So, an experience, no question, helps. I think that, having been there before, knowing the step up, it's like going from preseason to regular season. It's like the step to regular season to the playoff season. And so it always helps to have experience behind the center.
It must help being playing at home. The Broncos are hosting a game for the fourth time in a row in the divisional round. How much of an impact does home field advantage have, and how important are the fans?
Well, they're important, but I think if you look at last week, every visiting team won last week. So I think that what it shows you is that it's nice to be home, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. And so I think that, it's always more comfortable to play at home, but, at times that can work against you, too, if you don't come out and play well. So I think that it's important to take advantage of being at home. And, the crowd can help you as long as you take advantage of it. Obviously, when we were on the road, you're always trying to quiet the crowd. And if they get off to a quick start, a lot of times that happens.
Okay, well, when we come back on LA Access, we'll dive more into the matchup with the Steelers.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Welcome back to Elway Access. And John, we saw the Steelers-Bengals game kind of spiral out of control there at the end of the game. How important and how hard is it that in the heat of the moment to keep your composure?
Well, it's very important. I think, what we saw there is obviously, as I talked about, the step up from the regular season to the playoffs. And so emotions are a lot more involved because of that step up. And so, that's where you really need the discipline. And obviously, things got carried away in that game and a lot of emotions took over. And when emotions take over, a lot of times good things don't happen. And they didn't for the Bengals there. So I think it's a lesson learned for us, hopefully, in the fact that realize we got to keep our emotions in check.
Last year after the Colts game, you notoriously said that the Broncos didn't go down kicking and screaming. That phrase has been used a lot throughout the season, but at this point in time, how much tougher do you feel like this Broncos team is in that regard?
Well, we've been in a lot of tough situations the last 3 years, especially the last 2 weeks, we didn't win them all, but we've been in tough situations, but we have learned how to win. We've been in those situations all year, early, late, even against New England, and then late against Cincinnati. So, I think that, we've created that toughness. We just got to take it to the next level, and hopefully we've saved our best football for now and in the playoffs, and we can continue to advance.
Well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.